And now Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says that Turkey and Iran should stand together in the fight against terrorism and extremism.
Syrian nations should develop their future. We are thinking that we must stand against ISIL and al-Nusra extremism together. We have different approaches to some issues, but we have to create dialogue and organize bilateral meetings with our Turkish counterparts for regional subjects. We are sure that our region hasn't any tolerance against any more fight and extremism.
As Zarif made the remarks during a joint press conference with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu in Ankara, the Iranian official also hailed an improvement in Turkey-Russia ties and their efforts to stem the conflict in Syria. As Zarif congratulated the Turkish government and people for successfully foiling last month's coup attempt, Çavuşoğlu praised Iran's support for the Turkish government during and after the coup. The Iranian official was in Turkey on an official one-day visit. During his stays, Zarif also held talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Two sides discussed regional and international issues. And now we're joined out of Santiago by Mr. Renato Velez, international analyst. Hello, Mr. Velez, nice to have you on the program. Why do you think Iran has reached out to Turkey both as a regional trade partner and now as an important player in the fight against terrorism?
Well, that's the key question, but you have to see this from a geopolitical point of view. First of all, you have to understand that one of the major trade partners of Turkey are Russia and Iran. In that context, for instance, you have these projects from China, the so-called New Silk Road, these roads for trade and another kind of good trade from China to Central Asia, to Iran, and into Turkey to go to Europe, right? So at that point, you will note the importance of having good relations in terms of trade. And also you must take into the account that Turkey and Iran share a common problem in the so-called Kurdish insurgency. In recent weeks, we have seen border attacks of Kurdish insurgent groups against Iran, and you have the problem with the PKK in Turkey. So it's a mutual is of mutual interest to try to deal with this issue of the Kurdish insurgency. So in terms of trade and security, you have Turkey and Iran.
And Mr. Velez, Iran's hailed the reparation of ties between Ankara and Moscow, and also hailed Turkey's new role as a hopefully some kind of help in resolving the conflict in Syria. How can Turkey help in trying to find a resolution to the problem in Syria?
Well, I believe Turkey is the key to solve the crisis in Syria. You must remember that before the Arab Spring, Turkey has good relations with the axis of resistance, Iran and Syria, by the way. And now you have this policy after the Arab Spring of Turkey supporting terrorist groups in Syria and Iraq, and that policy has failed thanks to the Iranian and Russian cooperation with the legitimate Syrian government to defeat these terrorist groups. So now Turkey is holding the keys to cut all support to these terrorist groups in Syria, and that will obviously help to put an end to the war. I mean, the Russian foreign minister have been asking to the Turkish to seal the border, because if the Turkish border with Syria is sealed, that will cut all support for the terrorist groups inside Syria, and that, of course, will help to bring an end finally to this war.
And Mr. Velez, as you know, Iran has stood by Turkey during this failed coup attempt in the country. Why is Ankara's stability important for Tehran?
I mean, Iran needs stable neighbors, first of all, and you must remember that, as I said before, the Erdogan regime has good relations with Iran and with Russia before the Arab Spring and even after, right? So if the Erdogan government is replaced by a more pro-NATO government, that of course will strain relations with Iran and with the other countries of the axis of resistance. So you may say whatever you want about the Erdogan regime, and everybody has critics about it, but you know that the alternative, it could be worse in terms of the meddling of Western powers in the Middle East.
Thank you, Mr. Renato Velez, for your input. That's Mr. Renato Velez joining us out of Santiago, international analyst.